Okay.
Right, we're learning about Achsonoi and file 011, Yeshikayach. 011, Achsonoi. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Achsonoi. What is an Achsonoi? It's someone who's not a member of, who's staying somewhere, but he's not really a member of the household. And they eat by people. Or maybe they're in a dorm. I don't know if they're in a dorm is like their house. So I don't know if they, it's not Achsonoi. It means if they're eating by someone. Or maybe he has a room. He has a room by someone. He boards out. So he's not a member of the household. He's not automatically yaitzu with that person's lighting. But he has to do Ner Chanukah. But he has to do it in the context of the house. It's because he's an Achsonoi. Let's say someone who's homeless. You have to light Ner Chanukah there. You actually have a tzadnat. It's not like tefillin. Doesn't have a home. But who says a home is a machayev? Could be if it's a machlokes achronim. We're talking about a guy traveling on a train a whole night. And his wife's not lighting for him at home. He's not a bocher. A bocher's traveling on a plane, a train, a whole night. What is he supposed to do? Is he mechuyev in Chanukah? Maybe he's an honest, he can't do it. But is he, you have no bias. What about a homeless person on the park bench? So we saw him by a sukkah. We saw in Sukkah, when we learned Masach HaSukkah, we saw that a person who lives on a park bench, he doesn't have a home. Itaka doesn't have a home, but if he doesn't have a home, maybe he's potter in Ner Chanukah. Most Achronim hold he's potter from Ner Chanukah.
Just like he
doesn't have to visit. But the mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beso, right? Others hold no. Dar Chashulchan, I think, holds no. Avadu, you have a personal chiyuv la'adlik Ner Chanukah. You don't have to have a bias, not a tenai, a machayev. Okay, but here, Kavonim, he has a house. The issue doesn't come up here. He has enough of the house being an Achsonoi. He has enough of a house being an Achsonoi, but he's not enough of a member of the household to be yotzi automatically with the household. He has a room there. So Dafka Bebocha Shochah Bifnei Atzmo, Avol Tzomach HaShulchan Balabayis, once his meals come from the Balabayis, he shares his meals with them, Ubechal B'nai Beis, so he's a member of the household. By that, Wadin Mesharsov, the person's Mesharsim, his servants, Kimish HaSmuchim Al Shulchan B'Kviyos Medina Tzorach Lahadlik Alam Kein Reitzelios B'na Mahadrin. So I said before, only if he doesn't pay, but I don't know if that's true. So the Achsonoi, who's in a boarding house, and he pays money and he eats the meals with the Balabayas, he's right there, a member of the household, because he's eating, he's soymech on the shulchan. Doesn't have to mean supported. I don't know, he could be paying for it. The Bochurim didn't do it for free, Dafka. Maybe
Europe
they paid. What?
Bochurim in Europe, and Yeshiva in Europe.
They ate teg. I don't know, that was different. They weren't kavu in that house. They slept in the dorm. There was a dorm to sleep in. They slept in the shul, in the local shul. But I would assume the Bochurim could pay the Balabayas. I don't know what. She'oichel b'fnei atzmo. That means he eats in his room. But if he eats with the Balabayas, Avol Musomach Hashulchan Balabayas u'b'chal b'nei beiso. I don't think paying for it is a steerer to that. Once he pays, he's b'nei beiso. He needs him to serve. He has to eat. You know what time he eats. A hotel is different. The hotel there's no Balabayas. So each person is his own person. But an Achsonoi by a boarding house where you join him for meals, you're staying by him. Like someone goes there, someone boards by someone. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're bored by someone and you eat your meals with them, maybe an achlami. If you eat your meals at your own schedule and they provide for you your own food at a different time than the family, so then it's achsonoi vayta. If you eat with them, you're bored by them and you eat with them, so then you automatically yotze with them. This is your house. Okay, so that's the first. To have achsonoi is like pretty rare. When someone goes away for Shabbos, really, most achronim hold, not an achsonoi. I think people are machmer and they're mishtatif b'priti anyway. But you really don't have to. You're there for Shabbos, so you're a member of that household for Shabbos.
But often we get Shiva voices in that girls come
on Shabbos and they don't necessarily eat by us. They come.
That's
they
a
sleep.
Bigger problem. That's a bigger problem. Right. Then they have to be mishtatef for free. And why aren't? And where are they eating? Like together, a communal eating, or by someone else?
No, by someone.
Then it becomes a question: where they light? You're right. They're achsonoi and they're mishtatef. But the question is: should they be mishtatef with you or with the people, or where they eat? That's another issue. Okay. So we got the achsonoi. Shei madligim over the beiso. Ki medina kishto madligim na chanukah be beiso. Who yotzu yudei chovoso ba'ad lakoso. Avshuv v'mokam rachuk mi beiso. Even if you're in Chicago and the other ones are in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Vein tzorech shuv l'shtantav avila b'priti. Vayim etaz b'shem marashal the doctor kishu yudei ha-bibir shishto madlek asolov. Avu meni yudeya yeishto lahadlik v'gav l'vorech. If you're not sure. You could be, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying now, you could withdraw from the automatic being yotze with your spouse in your house.
Just because there's a din of mahadrin.
No.
You don't din of mahadrin.
No. No, not clear. Again, that depends on the lumbus. Umitam said, Mishra yoda should leak all over, vogo salai on the base of mocha should leak all over. See, Mishnah Berurah now is saying you withdrew from it. Now the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, the motzi you. Because he's saying now if you planned on lighting and then you saw they lit for you also, but you had in mind not to be yotzei. Now, obviously, let's say by mezuzah, there's no such thing. Right? Yeah. But that's also not so partial. Wait till the very last words of the Mishnah Berurah. So if you think they're lighting for you and they're not, I'm sorry, if you think they're not lighting for you and they are, you still had a mind not to be yotzei, so you have to light when you get home. See that? Avram, not so sure. Maybe you were yotzei anyway, because maybe it's automatic. Law says pruta. So what should the achsonoi do? He has a house, but he's not a member of the household. No one's lighting for him in his house. So what does he do? So you'd say he lights his own, but he doesn't have to light his own. That's the chiddush here. The chiddush of the din achsonoi is that he doesn't have to light his own. He can give a pruta behind him. She ain't tzorech achsonoi leitna. Oh, that's a different. He doesn't even have to pay for half the neiris. Back to pruta sagi. You actually have to have a little more shemen, more than a half hour. I'm not so sure what. It's a little schwer what the pshat that would be, because it's only going to burn a half hour. It's only going to burn a half hour.
What happens if they have a half hour after this one?
Right. Unless you hold, he brings out a sheet that he had to add an extra half hour's worth. The Leo Rabba.
And the mitzvah is for the hour then?
Yeah.
Instead of a,
yeah, that's what he would say.
He says put thicker wicks. And since you have more shemen, you.
What's the pshat of adding more? Adding more is also shemen. Adding a little more. There's no pshat.
Sorry?
Adding a little more also has no pshat.
A little more shemen.
Yeah.
More than half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
No, I mean, you can have a sheet, you have to add a little more, but it only has to equal a half hour. But that wouldn't be called adding for him. Because you would put in a half hour for yourself. That wouldn't be called adding for him.
But you could. Okay, it wouldn't be called adding, but it would be called his being mishtatef.
Well, that's the other sheet. Yeah, that's the other sheet. But he's just mishtatef in your shem. That's the mishnah b'zayt. The eishach ram shabbat, so he has to eat. So adding obviously has to be more than a half hour.
This is only with
good. I suspect it's only a way to be kaveya that there's some shem in here that's his. So you say the part of the shemen that's more than a half hour, that's yours. But it's burning mikayach all the shemen. But in the Elio Rabba, you can't. Maybe the Elio Rabba also holds like that. We would really have to check an Elio Rabba to see. You don't have to give a pruta, you know. But then you need a Maisa Kinyan. Look at the Sharatzion test. But you see, with the pruta, it's part of Takanas Chazal. So you get away with just giving the pruta, even though Kesef is not Kaina. If he's going to actually do it without the pruta, he's going to. Pruta could be a shekel, 5 shekel. If he's going to do it without that, then you're ready, you need a Maisa Kinyan. Pick up the oil to make a book. Okay. Lestatif. Okay, wait.
Who makes the kid?
Bareki Lestatif and Prutha. When we call the Bokom Yechshach, Sinoi Ner, Berechon Yosu Hazik Pasal. That's always better. It's always better. But that's why he should light himself. He should take his own menorah and light himself. That's better. Especially nowadays, as Harat Siyun points out, especially nowadays where basically everybody's Mahadran, meaning everybody lights, people light themselves. I mean, I don't know, not the children of the house, but I don't know, people light. So if you're going to take Chashad into account, even though we're going to have later that you really don't have to take Chashad into account nowadays that we light for the inside people, but
the seminary girls,
a girl not, because we how many of the girls don't light?
But they still have to be mishnatif.
I mean, the old girls,
right. But do they have to be mishnatif though?
Absolutely, they have to be mishnatif. Or you could be mocking them without it. Or if they come to you for Shabbos and they're eating by you, so then you could say a story that for Shabbos they're a member of the household. You could say such a story for Shabbos. They've joined your household. Shabbos is always a problem. Right? They're going away.
Right.
So again, it depends. You're lighting inside, outside. You're lighting to the Bnei Yerushalayim, you're lighting to the inside people. Part of that confusion. Halacha l'maisa. So I would ask them where they light in the seminary. If they light in the dining room. So I would tell them to light when they get back to the dormitory. Because they're lighting for total inside. And by total inside, unless they're going to get back at 3 in the morning. If they're going to get back at 3 in the morning, then, it's not clear what to do. But if they're going to get back at a normal time when there's people in the dormitory walking around, and they light in the dining room, not for Bnei Rosh Hashanah at all, they feel like they feel wait till they get back.
What about someone at a hotel?
What?
Someone who goes to a hotel for Shabbos. We normally light at their house outside of the window or the door. When they went to the hotel.
They went to the hotel for Shabbos. They're going home to Shabbos. They go home. And where did they light in the hotel Friday night? Where they tell you to, because. And he's going home and he usually lights for the outside people. But he's not doing anything the whole time watching Shabbos.
Right.
Watching a show, eating Lav Malka.
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
He's eating Lav Malka.
He's eating Lav Malka and watching
hotel?
A show.
Oh, in the hotel?
Yeah.
No, it's just packing up, going.
Maybe. He's not going to get home till later.
Yeah.
How late? Is this not going to be nice?
No.
I would say how late. If he's going to get home, I would. Oh, but to make a bracha is a little schwer. I would tell him to light in the house.
Could he still light in the window?
I would like to tell him, I was about to say, he should. Yeah, for sure, the window is always the best. I would tell him to light outside up till a time when, on a practical level, people are hanging around outside. What they call the Soloveitchik Svara, of course, nowadays. But I'm a little, I would be afraid to pass him that way and tell the person to make a bracha. If someone's lighting outside and it can't be seen from the house, I'd be afraid to tell a person to make a bracha. To make a bracha after this month. I'd be afraid to pass him that. It can't be seen from the house. Okay, so this, so you give a pruta. Lishkate fimo. But of course it's better if he lights himself. Lishkate fimo. I know, afilo moichal shukum balabayis. What's this? Oh, I see. Let's finish the sentence, and then we'll see what it means. Lo amrinu tikum bnei beis odomi medina dai bnei reichad lekulam tchid bnei reichu benis on the chal shukhan bekvius tzorach lishtat efimo tzorach achsonay lishmoy abrachus mi baba bayis. So what is he saying here? By the bachrim, he said he eats bifnei atzmo. But that was a kvius. Here he's saying he ain't a son of chashul chon of a kvius, because he's there for one or two nights. He's there for one or two nights. So if you're there for one or two nights, so what about if you go somewhere for Shabbos? Wait, what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying is that even if you do eat on the shulchan balabayas. When he said before, oichu b'fnei atzmo, but if you eat with the balabayas, you are called b'nei beiso. That's if you do it b'kvias. Kvias like a significant amount of time. Here, this border is only a day or two. Okay. Even the reichu b'nei somachal shulchonu b'kvias, tzorach l'shtat yifimu. What about if you go somewhere for Shabbos then? Why do the Achorinim allow when you go somewhere for Shabbos? Why do they say Me'ikar Adin? Okay. I would say,
even though right now it's loose,
I don't know, that was a double check. Maybe there's a difference if you're. Someone's guest, maybe it's better, like you joined his household for Shabbos. The border is just he's a friend, he's a border, he's paying money, like a border. So then if he's not there b'kvius, maybe that's the difference with the paying, maybe that's where the paying would come in. But if you go to someone, you're their guest for Shabbos, so you've essentially joined their house for Shabbos. You should always. I'm talking about the Achronim that say you don't have to be Mishtakit. I'm going to have to double check now. But I'm almost positive there are those who hold that Meikar Adin, you go somewhere for Shabbos, you don't really have to be, you don't have to be Mishtakit. You know, this is your house for Shabbos. I just Mishnah Berurah's Mashmos. Could be the difference is if, because he's not their guest. Achsonai is not their guest. He hasn't joined their house for Shabbos. He's paying money. It's like he's separate. Maybe he's there b'kvius. You see in Sufkotan Aleph with the Bochrim. If you're there b'kvius, Mishnah Berurah possible. You don't have to be Mishtatif. But if you're there for a day or two, it's not the pshat you're there. You're a boarder. You're an achsanoi. You know? It's not pshat you came. You're a guest for 2 days. Like this is, you know, you move in. This is your house for 2 days. You're paying money to eat there, to sleep there. We'll have to double check. Could be everything. All of these things are machleks. That's my memory. My memory is that Meikra Adin. Trying to remember when my son-in-law came to me for Shabbos. He was mishtatif. I'm just trying to remember if it was Meikra Adin or not. Memory serves me correctly, it's at least a machlokes and possibly a consensus that Meikar Adin, it's called, he came for Shabbos, this is his house for Shabbos. He doesn't have anything of his own. He joined the household for Shabbos. I just Mishnah Berurah. Of course he paid money. He's an egg and a person. He doesn't belong to this household. He's a boarder. He's staying there for 2 days, so he has a chiyuv ner Chanukah. He didn't join this household for these 2 days. Like conceptually, he didn't come and met. You know, your daughter comes to you for Shabbos, so you have a guest for Shabbos, he joins your household for Shabbos. Halacha l'maaseh, they should always be mishtatef, I would say. I know, that's my memory that you know, you were chumra, you're always mishtatef. But I think you don't really have to. I just Mishnah Brura because he's not a member of the household. He's a stranger. He's paying money to eat there, to sleep there. When you're being mishtatef per pruta, you have to be there till Shmola HaBrachas. Because he's being motzi, at least according to the Mishnah Brura. That's why the Mishnah Brura held it. If you thought you were being Yotze and you found that out, you have to light again with a bracha.
The good old chashod. She asked the world, "Shlo yadlik hitlik nechanaka." If you don't yodeya, you might make another baseball money. In fact, even if you know you have a wife at home or a husband at home, this is where it could be a problem at. Even if someone's lighting for you in the house, a spouse, but if you have, let's say, a Pesach Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim, which would be Mechayev, and it's yours, and people see there's nothing lit there. Vafilum B'Pesuch L'Ruach Shepesach Balabayis Pesucha, Balabayis Hadla Hildik Ner Chanukah, there is an Ner Chanukah there. But Mekomukom Chashinik Kshayedah Shepo Hesachsein Oreach Echad, Yom Rushalo Hildik Ner Chanukah, so there's still Chashat. Liatzmo, he has his own Pesach, not his own. The Kabbalah doesn't have to be his own. What does it mean, La'atzmo? Mashmah is like the Kshayim Pesach Masuach, Afilu Hu Masah Sechim Bechedu Efnei Atzmo, Yochel Ishtatim Bepriti and Balabayas, Oye Munosu Yochel Ismach Al Beiso. If he doesn't have his own Pesach Masuach L'Shus HaRab, but the Balabayas does. V'yesh Poskin Shesovrin, D'chozo B'zman HaGemorah. שגם מדליק עם הפסחי הבוטם בחצר, אבל לא יודע שמדליק עם בפנים בבייס. Now, be careful, because there's a remote coming up. We'll see. Let's see. אבל לא יודע שמדליק עם בפנים בבייס, כל אורך המאפילו נושא שבבייס מדליק עם אלו בוודאי, כמה כן צריך להדליק בעצמי בכל גבני, על חסד. The meyodeh b'chsan yom yesh lo ish shomad bayis shomad negas ol abosu lemichshadei. I they know. But they may not know this. They may not know that he has a wife at home waiting for him. וגם לשתת בפריטי אין המויל, משמתחים שמיני כיום שקורך למעלק בבית לפני עצמו, עושה בני הבית לחושתו. Strange. That's strange. ומאז זה גם לא גנברום שאין להחמק את דבריהם, כשיש לו על קופון המחדר בפני עצמו, private room. אבל אם אין לו חדר בפני עצמו, יוכלו לסמך אנשי בייסו, שיזו גודל בבייסו, או הפריטי. סוכות לך, if you have your own private room, so he's really saying now, בזמן העוזר, even the Bnei Bayis might be chayshed him. He didn't do anything for Chanukah. He just ignored the fact that it's Chanukah. But that's if it's... It wouldn't be a girl, though. It wouldn't be a girl. A girl, I mean, I don't think the minhag of a girl lighting is certainly not that widespread, especially an older girl. An older girl. Like, I don't know. Those who have the minhag that their kids light also the girls. And then when they become teenagers, they also light. They continue to light. I don't know. I think the minhag of girls lighting didn't start early enough to know what they do with teenagers. We're still in the 10th year of the minhag, so they're all 14th now. Someone emailed me that how could the shul be mevatel the minhag to throw candies by a bar mitzvah? How could we be mevatel the minhag? Because it looks like there either is a new rule, or there is going to be a new rule, or there's a rule, but it hasn't been implemented yet because it wasn't a Gale of Maisa yet, not to throw candy by a bar mitzvah. So someone emailed me, how could you do that? A vatal minig Yisrael. So I wrote him back, the minig Yisrael is to throw candies at a chosim. To throw candies at a bar mitzvah boy probably started in the 1950s in America. Throw it at a bar mitzvah boy. And so the minig is like 50 years old. Not such an old minig. Could be mevatel it. he told me he didn't know. He emailed me back. He didn't know that. Okay, I don't know. So the teenage girls, I don't know. So again, you go somewhere for Shabbos. My son-in-law comes to me for Shabbos. So why do we allow him to be mishtate for Kriti? Why are we worried about this? Terence is because we all know. Maybe cheder b'fnei means his own entrance. I mean, obviously he's going to have a cheder b'fnei, he's going to have privacy. It means where you can't walk in, maybe it means. Maybe cheder b'fnei means where you're not allowed to walk in. That's his room. But otherwise, he's just a member of the household. I have a son, he doesn't even have to be mishtata for Kriti. Oh, but the chashad, that's the problem. There's my chashad. No, chashad.
I know, it's hard to say this chashad when everyone's getting virus so easily. When someone's walking by the house, no one's going to go in to ask. When someone, and you're in the house.
Very not clear.
I have to go.
Go. Man, I want to catch a bus.